Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is entitled Breaking Bad News. When you have to break bad news to somebody, don't do it by yourself. That's the old way of doing it.
Yeah.
The new way of doing it is to come on our show and do it with everybody.
Come on. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got Chris this morning on with us. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing real good, man. No, you are not good. Doing great because you're going to have to break bad news to somebody this morning. Who are you breaking bad news to?
To my girlfriend, Lindsay.
All right. How long you guys been going out, Chris?
We've been going out a couple of years, and she just moved in with me, which is awesome, right? Like things are heading in the right direction,
right?
Hopefully, hopefully.
Well, yeah. So. Yeah. So what is the bad news then?
Well, we had gotten a cat together. She loves animals. You know, she's crazy passionate about animal rights, and she loves animals, and we had found this cat that was lost, and we put up signs and nobody claimed it, and we took it in to see if it had been microchipped or whatever, and it hadn't. And so I told her that like she should keep the cat, and we moved in together, right? But I didn't read the lease super well, and we have cats in our building, right? So we could have small dogs, but not cats, which seems
really
crazy to me. But
that's weird.
Yeah. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was weird too.
Well, some people think the cats with the claws and the peeing
the
everywhere, and whatever. Yeah. I love cats, so but
we know you watch videos every day,
but some people don't. So you reread the lease, and it says no cats.
Well, not even that I reread it. My landlord mentioned something to me about it.
Oh.
Like the cat's been in the apartment for the last couple of months. I hadn't really thought anything of it. But the landlord, you know, was like, hey, I thought I heard, some meowing come from your apartment the other day. I just wanted to remind you that we don't allow cats in the building. He was pretty cool about it relatively, but I know now that he said something about it, and I went back and looked at the lease. That I can't keeping the cat there illegally.
Yeah.
So
I like the old. I heard the cat meowing. I like that routine.
Meow.
That means he was probably in there doing something and saw the cat. Because I mean, it's it's hard to hear a cat meowing unless that thing's going nuts.
Unless it's in heat. Oh gosh.
No, she's just a loud cat. When she wants food, she the volume just increases exponentially. I don't know how. She's real small. But, she can meow like she's got a megaphone just attached to her face. Unbelievable.
The best.
Yeah. All right. So, what's...
Well, I mean, I guess it's either two-part bad news. Either we have to find a lease immediately, and that's going to suck because we had signed a two-year lease and, pretty early into it. Or we got to get rid of the cat, and, that's definitely the way I'm leaning because I don't have money... To break the lease and get a new lease.
Well, I mean, if you sign a 2-year lease, you're looking at 15 months at even if it's $800 bucks, that's $3,000.
Listen, Marco, you're a charitable guy. Why don't you take the cat?
Oh, no. I'm dumb. 10 months would be $8,000.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a lot of money. You're talking $8,000 or $9,000.
Yeah. It's a lot of money. I'm not looking to pay all that down. So I think I got to get rid of the cat. I know it's going to. Be an unpleasant conversation.
Yeah. So, and your girlfriend's name is what?
Lindsay.
Lindsay. So, and she's, you said she loves, and she obviously found the cat. So,
loves.
Yeah. So, and what do you think is going to happen here when you say, what are you doing? Do you have the cat with you now, or are you going to take it to the Humane Society?
Yeah. I mean, she's, I'm back home and I gathered a bunch of her stuff up and I'm getting ready to put her in the crate, but I haven't done it yet.
Well, that's probably good. All right, Chris, on Breaking Bad News, what we're going to do is mute our phone lines here, so when you give Lindsay a call, she will not hear a word we say in the background. You actually might hear us say stuff. She won't hear a word because it'll be muted, so just be normal, talk to her, break the bad news, and if you need help later on in the conversation, we will break in and try to help you, okay?
Okay, guys, wish me luck.
Yeah, right now you're on your own. All right, here
good
we go.
Luck.
Breaking Bad News.
babe. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I am also good.
That's hilarious.
Not like super good. Like, I've got some kind of not great news that I wanted to share with you.
Starting off shaky.
Okay.
So the landlord stopped by and mentioned that we are not allowed to have cats in the building.
We can't have a cat, but I know I've seen a dog in the building before.
Yeah, we can have dogs apparently, but not cats.
Apparently,
weird to me too. Yeah, but
okay.
So that's why I just assumed it was okay, because I know I'd seen dogs there too. We can't have the cat. So like we gotta get her out. We gotta get rid of her.
Get rid of her.
Yeah, it didn't.
Wait a minute.
Good.
No. No, but you didn't even have a conversation with him about it? Like,
he mentioned it to me. He's like, hey, you know, there's no cats on the lease. And, like, I went back and looked at the lease, and he's right. Like, there's
what?
No cats. It says no cats in the lease. So, like, I mean, I don't see a whole lot of other options.
We can't get rid of her. We just got her.
I don't
want to get rid of her. There's something else we can do. There's got to be something
call
them and see if we can like put down a pet deposit or something. I don't want to get rid of her.
I don't want to get rid of her either. Like I love her and I love having her around, but like it didn't seem like that was an option. I didn't ask about pet deposits because it just says no cats in the lease. Like I don't know what else to do besides get rid of her.
Yeah. No. let's move then.
We can't afford to move. We're not going to get our deposit back. We're going to have to pay a boatload of money to like make that happen, and like I don't see that being a feasible option.
Being a feasible option either.
I'm not any happier about this than you are. Like,
I love her. You're just going to do it. Like, you're okay with just doing it?
I don't know what else to do.
She could get rid of him for the extra room, the cat.
We either got to talk to him or we should move. I don't want to get rid of the cat.
God. Look, I don't want to get rid of the cat either. I don't see any other option. Like, you can try to talk to him, I guess. Maybe he'll be more receptive to you.
He can talk to you.
He just saw me first. I think if he'd seen you first, he would have talked to you too. Like, it wasn't.
You just kind of gave up, though, didn't you? Like, you didn't even ask if there were other options. So I'm like, we're going to figure something else out. We're not going to get rid of her.
He didn't present me any other options. What do you mean? I just gave up. Like, he didn't say, hey, you've got a cat. You didn't pay a pet deposit. Like, let's talk about it. He said, there's no cats in the building. Like, that's what it says on the lease.
Gotta go.
What?
Gotta go.
We gotta move then. I'm not gonna give her up.
How do you see that happening? How do you see us finding another apartment that we can afford while we're still paying this apartment? Because like breaking this lease is not gonna be cheap. Like it's at least $8,000 to do that, and I don't have $8,000 sitting around. Do you?
No, but I'm not gonna give up the cat.
Well,
tough.
They
should just break up.
Oh my god. We're gonna break it in. Hi, good morning. Is this Lindsay?
Yeah.
Hey Lindsay. I know it's a dramatic time here. We're actually it's Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams this morning. I know you just got some news from Chris. He is on a segment called Breaking Bad News where you just had to learn that that the cat apparently is not gonna be able to be at the place because they don't allow cats.
Honey, we're sorry.
Yeah,
it's
very tough. I do want to tell you this, though. We've been doing some behind-the-scenes work the last hour here, trying to figure stuff out, because, Chris, we read your email. We haven't done a miracle, but we've done semi-a miracle. We have talked to your landlord, and they have agreed to let you guys out of your lease if you can find a place. It won't cost you any money, and then you can move to a place where there is a – they allow cats. They would you know, I know it sucks you'll have to move still, but they have agreed to let you out since we talked to them here from the radio station. So,
seriously?
Yeah, that might be something good.
Can we do that?
That's awesome.
All right, you got – yeah,
can we
so
–
yeah, they said you're free and clear. You know, you just pay your last month rent or whatever, and then find a place, and you can and you can move then. And they actually said you can even keep the cat if it's a, you know, a reasonable time, a month or so, to kind of get your bearings and get a new place to live. So hopefully all that will work out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I wish you'd given me that miracle before I called her.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's the trade-off.
It just happened as it was working. Plus, it's good. This is good for the relationship, Chris. You get in, and now you guys are solid.
There it goes.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista, and Krista super excited because Diva for a Day is happening. We're going to select one lucky person to be totally taken care of and pampered. Krista. Hello. Hey, Krista.
What's going on? Where am I?
Oh, God. We lost her.
What is the meaning of life? That's a good question, Krista. Thank you, Krista.
I guess we're back inside Krista's head.
15 years ago, saying, hand me my phone, I need a flashlight, would have been two unrelated sentences. I wonder how Casper the Friendly Ghost died. I like to think that I'm a nice person, but in truth, I'm one bad Wi-Fi connection away from a murder. Who writes the stories in pornos? If exercise is so good for you, then why does it suck so much?
Krista? Hello, Krista.
Oh, yeah. Ladies, make sure you check out MadTownJams.com. Click on the Diva for a Day link, and you might be our next diva.
And now, nearly impossible trivia.
Because it's nearly impossible trivia.
Very nice, Paul.
Thank you, David.
All right, we got some cool prizes. I'll tell you that in a second. Let me get the question so you can call us at 321-0931 right now and win. There are a lot of things that people are afraid of. Spiders, snakes, and all that stuff. But for 22% of people, this is their biggest fear. So 22% of people have this as their biggest fear. What do you think that is? 321-0931. That's our number. You can hit us up right now. We've got tickets to give away today. A family four-pack to Jurassic Quest. This is going down at the Alliant Energy Center where they have all the dinosaurs. You can come in and actually you can ride a couple. One of them, at least, is pretty good. And I went last year. There's a lot of cool things on there. But you can educate and entertain the family. Spend the day in the world of dinosaurs. It's the most realistic dinosaur display in the country. May 19th to 21st at the Alliant Energy Center. 321-0931. 22% of people surveyed say this is their biggest fear of all. Let's get to Chris this morning. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What do you think 22% of people are scared of?
I'm going to say height.
Oh, height. The fear of being
high. Oh, high.
Yeah, high up on a building.
Yeah.
Good guess. Not it, though, but you can try back as many times as you want for these tickets, okay?
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, we take all kinds of guesses. Cassandra, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you think here? 22% of people say this is their biggest fear.
Clowns.
Ooh,
I'm one of those people for sure.
The biggest fear? Clowns are just kind of... good guess. That's not right. Yeah, but you can try back if you want. 321-0931. 22% of people say this is their biggest fear. Let's get to Jackie this morning. Hey, Jackie.
Hi.
Hey, what do you think the answer is?
Change.
What is it?
Change?
Yeah.
Oh, like just change in general. Okay.
Oh,
change in general.
Got it.
Gotcha. I thought you were like, you know, quarters and dimes and nickels.
No, that's not
afraid
it.
Of that.
I know, right? We need that
change.
Money.
Yeah, like a change in situation. That's a good guess. That's not right, though.
Okay, thanks.
Yep,
thank
you can try back. I like that. That's pretty creative.
Tell me the answer.
Let's get to Leanna. Leanna?
Hello?
Hey, what's your guess?
Storms.
What'd you say?
Storms.
Oh, storms.
Ooh.
You mean like the crazy storms we had roll up through here a couple of days ago? Yeah.
Like lightning.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're exactly right. Congratulations.
Yay.
Gia, nice. My daughter's 7. She's like, Mommy, is God up there bowling? I'm like, he is, honey.
Bowling, nice.
Yes, because that's what they say
so
when there's thunder.
Well, Leanna, you got it. Congratulations. Yeah, 22% of people say their biggest fear is thunderstorms, thunder and lightning. Mm. It's called astrophobia, by the way. So if that is your biggest fear, then you have astrophobia. But you got 4 tickets to go to the Jurassic Quest happening at the Alliant Energy Center. Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on a second, okay?
Okay.
That's one of the most things I enjoy.
Storms?
Yeah. I find them very, I don't know, relaxing.
Do you like being out in them?
No, I like being in my house, but I like listening to the rain and,
yeah.
I like it.
Except when that one bolt of lightning is a little too close. There was in this last storm, it must have hit like 20 feet outside of my apartment, and it was like, boom, and my whole apartment shook. I was like, geez, boy, it's getting nasty out there.
And look, you survived it.
I did. I don't have astrophobia.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.